WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're caught in an emotional roller coaster that takes you on a wild ride with no brakes? We've all been there. Moments when anger, frustration, or even sadness take over, leaving us feeling drained and out of control. But guess what? You have the power to change that. Today we're diving into my favorite tools for managing emotional triggers, those pesky little things that can set off a chain reaction of feelings you don't always want. Think of this as your emotional toolkit. We'll equip you with practical strategies to navigate those tricky moments and emerge feeling calmer, collected, and ready to take on the world. Okay, so let's get into it. First up, awareness is your superpower. You can't manage what you don't know, right? Start paying attention to your body's signals, that tightness in your chest, the racing heart, the urge to snap at someone. These are your emotional cues. Recognizing them early on allows you to take a step back before things escalate. Think of it like having an internal GPS. It'll guide you away from those emotional potholes. Next, breathe, breathe, breathe. Seriously, this simple act can work wonders. Deep, slow breaths activate your parasympathetic nervous system, the chill-out mode of your body, calming your heart rate and easing anxiety. Try counting each inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4, and exhale for 4. You'll be amazed at how quickly you feel more centered. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. It's not just a trendy buzzword, it's a game changer. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your inner critic and simply observing your thoughts and feelings as they arise. Ever notice how easily our minds get caught up in what-ifs or replaying past events? Mindfulness helps us break free from that mental chatter and anchor ourselves in the now. There are tons of apps and guided meditations to help you get started. Find one that resonates with you and carve out a few minutes each day for some mindful breathing or body scans. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-care. When you're feeling emotionally drained, it's crucial to prioritize activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, or spending time with loved ones. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential for managing your emotional well-being. Think about that time you were feeling completely overwhelmed by work, deadlines piling up, emails flooding your inbox, and a major project looming over your head. You probably felt stressed, anxious, maybe even a little resentful, right? Maybe you started snapping at colleagues or procrastinating on tasks. It's easy to get caught in that emotional spiral when things feel chaotic. But imagine if, instead of getting consumed by those feelings, you took a moment to step back. You might have deep breaths, put on your favorite playlist, and take a quick walk around the block, a few minutes to clear your head and regain your composure. You'd likely return to your work feeling more focused, energized, and ready to tackle those tasks with a clearer mind. Remember, managing emotional triggers isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about learning to acknowledge them, understand their root causes, and develop healthy coping mechanisms. By integrating these tools into your daily routine, awareness, deep breathing, mindfulness, and self-care, you can build emotional resilience and navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and grace. So, What are you waiting for? Start implementing these strategies today. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little emotional detox, leave a review to spread the word, and join the conversation on social media using Dopamine Declutter. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who thrive in the face of life's challenges. Until next time, keep decluttering those emotions and embracing a more balanced, joyful life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.